Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 The era of foreign correspondent is over. It will be named for a word that is the same in dozens of languages. It will recruit English-speaking journalists from countries like India and Singapore to cover the news. And according to its co-founder,The era of the foreign correspondent is over. These are among the ideas in store for a new media venture led by Justin Smith, the former chief executive of Bloomberg Media, and Ben Smith, the former editor of BuzzFeed, a media columnist for the New York Times, according to remarks by Justin Smith during an online seminar. The Smiths, who are not related, have been tight-lipped about plans for their new company,which has captured the fascination of the media industry because of its high-profile founders and their ambitious pledge to compete with international outlets like Reuters, the Associated Press, and The Times. The Smiths are seeking tens of millions of dollars in funding from prominent investors. They announced the hiring of Gina Chua, a top editor at Reuters who will serve as executive editor.Justin Smith offered some new details during an hour-long Zoom interview sponsored by the Harvard Business School Club of New York. We've chosen a brand that we are going to be unveiling in a couple of months that is the same word in 25 or 35 different languages, Smith told the moderator. It is very intentionally going to be able to live in Asia or Europe or the Middle East or America.Smith did not reveal the name that he had selected. English words that are the same or similar in many other languages include taxi, tea, coffee, chai, sugar, pajama, radio, and soup. Smith also shared his thought about what he called the end of an era where news outlets based in London, New York, or Washington dispatched journalists to foreign countries to report on the going-ons there.He asked why foreign readers would not prefer a homegrown English-speaking native to report the news in their region. The idea that you send some well-educated young graduate from the Ivy League to Mumbai to tell us about what's going on in Mumbai in 2022 is sort of insane, Smith said. Instead, he said he would pursue very educated, English-language-educated journalists all around the world,describing an opportunity for scaling local and regional newsrooms at a lower cost.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。